Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Colossians chapter 3, verses 17 through 24a. The Reverend Dr. John Sias is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, the third chapter. Whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, submit to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. Bondservants, obey in everything those who are your earthly masters, not by way of eye service as people pleasers, but with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord. Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
No more than it is the fixing of every man today that the new day the Lord has made, in which we live and move and have our being, no more is it that than the great leveling of the world. And this is good. There remain today husband and wife, parents and children. Bosses and bossed are not equalized in some heat death of middle management. No, to those under it is submit, obey, working heartily. To those over, love. Do not be harsh or provoke, be just and fair. We imperfect people in God's plan are not safely egg cartoned one to a whole until the day of resurrection. We are put into orders, given powers over and duties to that our fallen nature can't handle. But here we are nonetheless. You are set in relations, not indefinite. So relate. Do it all fearing the Lord. And whatever you do, do from the soul, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from him you will receive the inheritance as your reward. The word of Paul, as the law always is a spiritual thing. Our lives in these common orders are not common, but spiritual exercises. It is the walk of faith, but mostly we do not see our relations so. We like our two-kingdom cleaver, by which we think we can live our common lives by common rules in the bash or be bashed world. Work enough to get the reward we want, leave the piercing to joints and marrow word to its own play nice sphere. But the law of God and the power of Christ do not stop at the church door, and this is good. Paul says, whenever we're working as for the Lord, or maybe in the Lord, where inheritance is the thing, not in the realm of men. But what's in that as? Should I really be seeing Jesus at work, and my boss at home, and my messy kids? It seems so unreal to us that the as might seem to read as if, a game of pretend, like being a timid speaker whose confidence is supposedly enhanced by envisioning his audience less clothed. Is this what we hear when Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5, that we from now on look on no man according to the flesh, but in Christ he is a new creation? Your husband, your wife, new creation. So also dad and mom, son and daughter, boss and bossed. See them so, Christ a mask on each, and so serve and be grateful for their service. If it is but a game of pretend, I'd suggest it'll work about as well as the speaker's trick, and life is more than a 5-minute shtick. But it's not pretend, of course. For them, Christ has died the same as for you. And for you, same as for them. You have been baptized into his death. You have eaten his body, drunk his blood. God making you and not you yourself, same as he might the very worst. You should see Christ in them and so serve and accept service. And yet, we look at men, even those baptized and blooded and bodied with us, and we see men in the flesh, not even clothed with Christ, let alone as he is in them there to be served by us. God save us. Or even if it were a game of pretend, if it were put to us that way, which it isn't, even in the other letter, we ought to do it. But here Paul says, you are serving the Lord Christ. For the whole fullness of the Godhead dwells in Christ, and he has reconciled the whole blasted world to himself by the blood of his cross. And it is not a game of pretend, for the world and all that is in it, if you read the rest of Colossians, and I suggest you do today, you have the time, the world and all that is in it is other than we have imagined it to be. But what miserly chiselers the dividing out of Christ from life in this world makes us. For what goes through our mind immediately hearing this, that we should always be working as for the Lord? Questions like, what is going to be the reward of the righteous if I really do this for those who work so? I'll tell you, if those under me work for me as for the Lord, I guarantee they will find the great I am not. I will let them down. They will do for me what I surely can never repay. If my wife submits to me, it will often be to a tyrant. If I love, it will not always be requited. If I am mild and patient, it won't stop the kids ruining the good gifts I have given them. If they obey, they'll find out Father does not always know best. There are two ways to see God in all this. The first is to see his judging face in the face of all the do-wrongers, to find it all so unfair, but to be told to do it anyway, to have to be convinced again that it's worth it to do it for others, because I guess Christ did it for me, but I'm still skeptical that the bossy boss or the lazy lugger is going to come out ahead here, and the Lord is going to owe me and better make good. It's easy to cry out for justice for the righteous, who is more than likely in my mind to be me, to pine with restrained jubilation for the great bulldozer of the world that will make it all right, or at least all flat. Truth be told, as much or more than not, you live this way in the world as you see it. Do you know how I know? Repent. Repent not again, though, with the sort of repentance that, shamed, goes back to try the game of pretend again, just harder. Repent not of holding your own a little too much, or of being a little too open about your knowing there's just men, sinful men, behind those Jesus masks. Repent instead of the foolishness that Jesus, if he in the forgiveness of sins by his blood enter into common life at all, do it just as a drop of good in this world to lubricate the grinding gears, to make you behave just a little better, to renovate a little bit at least your corner of this world before that great bulldozer comes through, and you wish for all your work you'd see some of that good too. Repent of the foolishness that there is some world, some justice, some ends to fight for a fair chunk outside of Jesus. That there's anything outside of Jesus. That there is any life to be lived apart from the resurrected one in him. If there's any purpose to be purposed that can hold a candle to what he has done, is doing, even in this non-bulldozed world full of sinful people. Repent of looking at all this and calling it bad. Truth is, it is not bad. It is good. For the truth, the mystery Paul teaches in Colossians, the world he invites us into, really to live in it, is one not at all of pretend. We imagine the world to be mostly about something other than Jesus. But I'll tell you the right way to see God in all this stuff that happens we don't like. Paul teaches Jesus Christ is everything's beginning and everything's end. His cross, the only glory of it all, and that we should live by faith, the only purpose of all we see and feel and do. None of this is just rhetoric. Paul eschews that, but we dismiss it as so. But what joy and peace we forfeit if we do. For we have died, Paul says, to this chiseling common world, and your life is hid in this great mystery with Christ in God. We have been raised in baptism and through faith in the powerful working of God who raised Jesus from the dead. Our debt is canceled, put aside, nailed to the cross. Rulers and authorities he disarmed. You have been raised with Christ to seek while here below even the things that are above, and they are yours. And what is this mystery of this Christ? But that for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, therein sitting down at the right hand of God. Friends, all that heavenly stuff up there is not just to make this down here a little more tolerable. This down here, where that cross happened, where the body of Christ still mysteriously fills up for doing good what is yet to be completed of the suffering he finished, all this down here is in the joy of that, in the joy of him, to make him fully known, to live yet as he did among the dying, the life that cannot die, to forgive as he has forgiven us, to live knowing that we are taken care of whole and entire and forever, that is to live by faith and to be given over entirely to the care of others, to enter now into not just the believing, but the doing of the eternal life that is in God. Repent of all the sorrow and embrace the joy. Work as for the Lord, in the Lord, for you are in the Lord. And in him all this holds together, makes sense, serves. And may in our lives, as he is in all things, he be preeminent. For in him the fullness of God is pleased to dwell for joy. Through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether in earth or on heaven, making the peace by the blood of his cross. This is finished. It is for them. It is for you. And it is always the more for you in the living it out for them in this new day the Lord has made. And you will not be cheated by giving yourself into it. For in your doing and in your stumbling to do both, you behold with joy and hope the face of your God, Jesus, your redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is, after all, that in which all things hold together, have meaning and purpose, find their end, all of it, all things. And the spiritual exercise is good for you. That in your heart, too, where it counts at the last for the fullness of joy, since the only way to be justified is by faith, that in your heart, too, Christ should be all in all. Therefore, whatever you do, work heartily, as in the Lord, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast to Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.